Remember now, we're studying the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. I have no right to wear that. That's the reason it's sitting here. I have not sworn the oath that it takes to wear this. Now, I swore an oath in 1957 to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, as old as I am, I could go back and put that uniform on, and I have a right to wear it. Because I, Kenneth Max Copeland, swore an oath to protect, to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I carry that in my preaching notebook all the time just to remind me why I love this country so and why I'm so stirred up about her healing.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. Now, in response, all the people said, amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father and mother. Now, listen to this. After hearing all the curses read, as well as the blessing, why would the Israelites rejoice? Because God was not cursing them. He wasn't threatening them or holding anything over their heads. His blood covenant with Israel was for the purpose of sheltering and protecting them from the curse so they could walk in the blessing. By presenting both the blessing and the curse to them, he was giving them a clear voice. Although his desire was for them to choose to walk in the blessing, he left the decision up to them. That's God. I mean, that's the way he does it. And we'll see that that's a good book. Greg and I did we did something like 100 and, I think it was a, what was it, Tim? 105 broadcast on this to get this book, to get it right down to the bare bone about covenant. Blood covenants. All right, now here we are. And these are blood covenant people. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to this. Remember, this is the day the Lord thy God hath committed thee to do these things. Now, here's all of these curses. But then here is the blessing. And we come down, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in this season. And I'm telling you, we have stood on that. We have stood on that in the name of Jesus, stood on it. And I tell you, there'd been thunderstorm just come up and back behind my house, and I just get out on the deck there and just holler at that. I'm redeemed from the curse of floods. I'm redeemed from the curse of hailstorms hitting my house, and I live on this lake. It's all right to rain. I command you. Say, where do you get that? Jesus spoke to it. He spoke to the wind and the sea. So I can speak to those storms. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Command. Mm.
Command thee to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, Gloria said, hear, Ken. Okay. I have to listen to this. She just... If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall be your basket, cursed shall be your store, cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, cursed increase of thy kind. I went all the equipment right there. Just, I mean, somebody's repossessed it all and it's gone. Kind, not K-I-N-D. Cursed shall you be when you come in and go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto, for to do until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. You've forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence to cleave unto thee, and he hath consumed thee from off the land, whether you go to possess it, smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, with inflammation, with extreme burning. And so, we lived over on that, in that little house on Florentine in South Fort Worth. I said, all right, children, we're going to take our flu shots. John's eyes got about that big. I said, get down here. So, see, right there, fever. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I just did this. And you can do this too. I said, fever and the flu is under the curse of the law. I said, say that. So they said it. Will you say it? Now say it together. What? Fever is under the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So I am redeemed from fever and the flu. We went back and forth. And back and forth, and back and forth, until those children understood that. Amen. We never had to take them to the doctor. If there was something that the law demanded, yeah, but they weren't sick. Because of this. Kelly came home from school one day and she said, Daddy, I've had the symptoms of the flu on me all day long. Well, this just popped out of my mouth. I said, Kelly, we are not the sick trying to get healed.
That's right.
We are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She said, I'll be back in a minute. She went in her room. She did that. She came out for supper. No fever. Are you getting this?
Yes.
This is the purpose for this teaching.
Yes.
So, now, let's go back over here for a moment. I want you to remember this day. Now, again, to make you high above all nations and made in praise and in name and in honor, that you may be a holy people unto the Lord thy God. Moses and the elders commanded the people saying, oh, there was a lot of noise going on. Back and cross the valley of Shechem. And can you imagine how that reverberated? And it is just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. They were living there. They were eating there. It's going back and forth and back and forth. And Moses is repeating God. And then no iron could touch those stones because they're holy. And you plaster them so you can read them. back and forth and back and forth. Now, this is the way we must do our children. Go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then have them memorize the 91st Psalm.
Yes.
So they walk out of the house with the 91st Psalm. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter, Terry, was fasting her lunch and witnessing to the other girls. This is in school, and public school. Take them in the restroom, get them baptized in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
To the point where the principal got on the horn and said, there will be no more tongue talking in the girls' restroom. And she got up and went to church. And she went to a Baptist church, and he preached against tongues. So she waited for him. She said, you're wrong about that. And just started giving him scriptures. He said, little girl, you leave. Don't you ever come back to my church again. Don't you ever come back to my church again. So she got kicked out of church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's go over there. Go to the 61st verse of Deuteronomy. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you till you be destroyed. Now, that's the way they had to hear it. The Lord will do it. They had to hear it like that to respect him. I didn't understand that for a long time. But they had to hear that he would do it to gain respect for him. Verse 13 of 29. That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, that he may be unto thee a God, and he has said unto thee and has sworn to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Mm-hmm. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. There's your covenant word again. This covenant and this oath, I swear this to you. But with him that stand here with us this day before the Lord our God. All right, now, let's skip it. Any student must go back and read all this.
Yes.
And have good understanding. And I thought for years, no, it's not the Lord. Yes, they were told the Lord will do it because they had to have respect for him. Now, 30th chapter. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, the understood subject of the sentence is you. Therefore, you choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them. That's massive. Now, go with me back to the book of Genesis once more. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they were fair, and they took unto them wives of all they chose. That was a huge mess. I don't have time to go into that right now. But it's a teaching all of its own. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Now you've heard me tell that story, but I won't take time to go into it now, but the Lord and I went back and forth about that over a long period of time because I studied all the scriptures that have to do with it. And finally, I was out on my back deck and I heard it on the inside of me. Will you do that for me? I said, why? He said, I have people that live a long time and give me credit for it.
Amen.
But not to preach the word of faith. And when you see, you hear people testify. I'm thinking about a couple right now that testified that he brought the word of faith into this church. And the pastor said, I will not allow that to be preached in my church. Ooh. But that's his business. I'm not his judge. But he testified and said, we went to the KCM website and found us a church. And he said, no. Yeah. But then the Lord said, start a church on the word of faith.
That's it.
Amen. Very important. That phrase is in the 10th chapter of Romans, and that's what the Apostle Paul said he preached. So if he preached it, it's wonderful for me. But when you're redeemed from the curse and you preach the word of faith, you are going to prosper.
That's right.
Let me remind you once more. And this is enough to get excited about. The curse is threefold. Spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty.
That's it.
The blessing of Abraham, spiritual life, being born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, spiritual life, divine health, and prosperity, biblical prosperity, to prosper spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Five areas of prosperity. And money is the least of those. But nobody gave us all of this in here. No. Partners. Mm-hmm. Paid for it. That's the reason I have set my faith for 1 million partners.
Amen.
If I need them, he needs them. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need the media center.
Yes, we do.
And I just remind him every meal. I pray for my partners all over the world, and I just remind him every meal. We need that media center. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And we're building an accredited college here.
Yes.
That one day will be a university.
Amen.
And I need them, you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes, glory to God. So, now, thank you, Lord. Okay, let's go over there to Galatians. Come on, new pages. Don't you love Doug doing a new Bible? Chapter 1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So he's picked up the same amen that came out of that. That's where that originated. And every time we say amen, we need to remember that. It originated with God, not with us. And it originated at those mountains. That's where it started. Amen to that. Which is not another, but there be some trouble you would prevent the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, unto we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, oh, this little book is just dynamite. I want to straighten out something. Chapter 2, or come down, 21. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and it was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he persecuted us in times past, now preacheth the faith which he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. Then 14 years after I went up. Now, he said, neither went I up to Jerusalem with them and true apostles. I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, he was not 3 years in Arabia. There's a lot of people, by not reading that carefully, think he was, but he wasn't. That's where he got it. That's where he received this gospel and was caught up into the heavenlies. And I'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with Him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like Him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, All the power and authority he has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare his provision. God's creative power goes to work when by faith you speak out his promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill his call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Before I go, remember you can go to kcm.org/notes and you get all of these scriptures and everything. Then you can take them and teach from them and work with them yourself. Praise God. I think you better hang around for tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and the present class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. So give him a praise. Glory to God!
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.